Good morning. Welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Shailendra. Here are the top stories. The center has asked Twitter to explain within 5 working days why it depicted Leh as part of Jammu and Kashmir instead of a separate union territory. The government issued a notice to the microblogging site owned by Jack Dorsey, which said that displaying Leh as part of Jammu and Kashmir was a deliberate attempt by Twitter to undermine the will of Sovereign Parliament of India, which had declared Ladakh a UT with its headquarters in Leh. Retail inflation, calculated on the basis of consumer price index, continued to rise for the 9th month in a row in October, reaching 7.6% on the back of rise on food prices, as per government data released on Thursday. This is the highest level of retail inflation since May 2014, when the inflation level was at 8.33%. Inflation in the food basket increased to 11% in October, whereas vegetable prices remained high during the month, under review at 22.5%. A LinkedIn survey has found out that 1 in 3 Indian professionals are becoming more and more optimistic about their personal finances. Out of the 2022 Indian working professionals surveyed by LinkedIn as part of the 16th edition of the Workforce Confidence Index, 30% people are expecting an increase in their earned income, 35% an increase in their personal spending, and 35% expect an increase in their recurring debt payments. Reliance Industries has entered into a definitive agreement with Breakthrough Energy Ventures for an investment up to $50 million. This capital contribution commitment constitutes 5.75% of the size of the fund contemplated at present. The said investment will be made in tranches over the next 8 to 10 years. Industry body ASSOCHAM's president Niranjan Hiranandani said on Thursday that the government's continuous support, coupled with the new announcements under the Atmanirbhar Bharat Yojana 3.0, will make the road to economic recovery post-COVID-19 pandemic stronger. Reacting to the 7th major stimulus package after the coronavirus pandemic by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Hiranandani stated that it will further facilitate and incentivize job creation and provide much relief and impetus to the housing and infrastructure sector. Wipro has announced a complete overhaul of its operating model and structure. The IT major for its new structure, which will come into effect from January 1, 2021, will replace the various strategic business units, service lines, and geographies of the current structure with 4 strategic market units and 2 global business lines. Wipro believes the new structure will bring the company closer to its customers. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Thursday announced new subsidies for employers and employees under the Atmanirbhar Bharat Rozgar Yojana subsidy. The minister said that EPFO registered companies who bring in new employees will receive these benefits from the government. She clarified that employees who were earlier not enrolled under the EPFO or people who lost their jobs between March 1st and September 30th this year would be considered as new employees. The scheme will be available for 2 years for employees hired between October 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2021. And that's all we have for you in today's podcast. Have a good day.